Did you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics of any kind, whether it be politics in the United States or politics in China?
No.
Okay. How do you think the Chinese in general were affected by the Depression?
I don't think they were affected just like everyone else. Quite a few of the people that we knew that had small businesses and had to close them were aided by the county. I don't know how they, you know, eventually became economically independent, but from there I know my mom had to get a little grocery store and start all those things. Jobs, there were just no jobs to be had.
Mm-hmm. How long did you take aid from the parents?
I think that must have been a good 2 years.
Mm-hmm. And, excuse me, a lot of other Chinese also were supported by the family?
The few that we knew had help from the family.
Mm-hmm. Was there ever any hostility towards the Chinese in LA?
I didn't feel any, but I don't remember people speaking of hostilities or prejudices.
Mm-hmm. How about your parents? Did they feel any?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. But I was told that, for example, as far as buying property, Chinese who were not citizens were not allowed to buy property.
Yeah, that's
certain
true.
Or certain areas where Chinese really weren't very welcome.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard of this too. I mean, we haven't experienced because we weren't financially able, so of course it didn't affect us.
Uh-huh. How about going to movie houses or restaurants? Did you ever feel discrimination there, or hear other people talk about discrimination?
I myself never experienced any discrimination. Always felt that, you know, you're treated well in any restaurant. But I have heard of people say, you know, they have gone in and have been people coming after them, have
mm-hmm.
been waited on and so forth, but we've never experienced it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you say that the Chinese in LA have done better or worse than the other minority groups here?
Well, I think that we've done very well. We're able to organize ourselves, as I said, and get in Chinatown, which takes a lot of organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that there's a minority that we have quite a few now that are teachers and lawyers and finding
mm-hmm.
the professionals.
Mm-hmm.
We've filled in quite a few.
Mm-hmm. But would you say better or worse? Or just about the
I
same?
I think we do a little better than a lot of the minorities as far as we speak about, like the Mexican descent or the black.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about in comparison with Japanese?
I don't think we do as well as Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
I think their natures, they're a little more aggressive than the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And assert themselves a little more than the Chinese, I think, I feel.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard anybody compare Chinese people with Jewish people, or Chinese customs with Jewish customs?
No.
Or in business?
Well, you know, I've had I've had very close friends tease me about being a Chinese Jew.
What do they mean by that?
Well, they know that there are certain things I would not spend money for. Now, these are very close friends,
mm-hmm.
and they're not, they're, in fact, they are Caucasian,
mm-hmm.
but I trained with one girl especially, and she always, to this day, has always said I'm a Chinese Jew,
mm-hmm.
but it's not offending because
mm-hmm.
I am,
mm-hmm.
as far as certain things are concerned, I will not spend money on.
Yeah, I think that's maybe Chinese in nature, and maybe
I think
it is similar
to the Jewish
people.
It is, you know, I guess some things are more important and some things aren't important. I just won't spend money for something.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
But I always felt that was just directed to me. I don't know whether it's been in general or not, the
mm-hmm.
Chinese-Jew relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Where did Chinese men meet their wives? I mean, mostly, do you think that American-born Chinese tended to marry American-born Chinese, and that those who came from China went back to China to get, preferred to go back to China to get married? And
I think so. I think those that were born here are more prone to marry someone that was born here.
Mm-hmm.
And there were a few of them who were born here because of family tradition. They would sent to China to get a wife. But
mm-hmm.
I think it was a very small percentage.
Mm-hmm.
We know of maybe one or two people,
mm-hmm.
fellas that were born here. And but their family was such a strong Chinese background that what the folks, you know, the parents wished is what the children did.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt that a Chinese-born, I think, spouse was more suitable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in a real Chinese family, I think it's not those that live in China. Women were more suitable for the offspring in
mm-hmm.
a real Chinese family.
Did you ever feel that those from China looked down upon those who were born here?
We've had that same. We've had them confront us with that. You know, they've always said those that were born here really weren't as good as those that were born in China, because it's the old saying that told you me.
Right.
Yeah. A little bit of that was, I've heard that, you know,
mm-hmm.
said of me.
Mm-hmm. That's happened to me too. Okay. Do you think that, Samyup speaking Chinese preferred to marry Samyup, and Sayup preferred to marry Sayup among the American born community? Was that?
I don't think so. Because we didn't speak that much Chinese. I don't know about the other other people, but maybe if I spoke a lot of it, it would have made a difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I married into Sayup. Had to learn to speak all over again, you know, because this folk spoke a lot of Chinese,
uh-huh.
and it kind of re-educated me as far as my language was concerned.
Right.
Even though it was mixed, that was, you know, it's funny, you get to a certain age and you feel like you've lost something if you didn't keep up your own language.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether other people felt that way, and so you try to recapture it after
mm-hmm.
you were older.
Mm-hmm.
I was glad that I had the opportunity to really learn it all over again.
Uh-huh. So did you speak Sayup with
mixed
your husband?
Because, and occasionally I would slip back and speak Samyup, and he didn't understand me, you know.
Because he could have learned Samyup instead of having you learn Sayup.
Well, I was lucky that he spoke it all, because he speaks a lot of English too, so. Now our children don't speak at all. They don't even understand it, which is, you know.
Was that because
we didn't
you didn't speak,
speak
with Chinese with them? Or you didn't send them to Chinese school?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay. American-born Chinese just as eager to have sons rather than daughters?
Yes, I feel this is one thing that they still would like to have is sons and rather than daughters. I don't know whether it's so much to carry on the family name,
mm-hmm.
or whether it was they felt they were easier to raise in the society.
Mm-hmm.
Because as modern as fathers are, Chinese fathers, I think they worry about their daughters.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. as far as safety-wise and someone to take care of them later, whether they're going to get married or not. But with a boy, they felt he can always take care of himself.
Mm-hmm. You have one son
and
one
son
daughter?
And two daughters.
And two daughters, mm-hmm. right. Was it important for you to have a son? Or
no. No. Healthy children.
Uh-huh. Okay. Did your parents, I guess it would be more your mother than your father, since your mother outlived
uh-huh.
your father. When you were about to get married or when you were dating, did she have put any restrictions on you as to the race or nationality or the type mm-hmm. of person you could date? Or
no.
marry in the future?
No, no restrictions. Always felt that, you know, I could bring anyone home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this respect she was wise, because then whoever I brought home she was able to meet. And if you're willing to bring them home, you know that they're pretty acceptable. In other words, you had nothing to hide, you know?
Right.
So, she was always very liberal that way. She didn't put any restrictions on it. She just felt that though whoever we dated,
mm-hmm.
she would be able to meet them, you know.
Uh-huh.
And there was no restrictions on
that. Uh-huh. Did she, so she didn't care whether your boyfriends were non-Chinese or Chinese? Or?
No. I think the only objection, and I think this is, even to this day, would be, black would be the only restriction that
would uh-huh. Did you know of any cases of interracial marriage back before the war?
Before the war?
Uh-huh.
No, not before the war.
Mm-hmm. How do you, what do you think you're... What would have been your parents' reaction to an interracial marriage? Chinese and whatever.
Mm-hmm. Although my mother didn't put any restrictions on it, I felt down deep that she would have resented maybe a Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that, although she never said, I think that just from her little comments here and there that
mm-hmm.
Japanese would have been one race that she would have resented.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of Chinese felt that in those days.
How about you and your friends? How did you feel about interracial marriage in your days?
It really didn't bother, it would not have bothered me if I had a friend who was to, you know, have interracial marriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Getting back to Chinese school, did many parents feel it was important or necessary to send their children to Chinese school?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there were a few families who felt that they sent them back to China for 2 or 3 years just to learn to read and write.
Mm-hmm.
Because they felt that what they accomplished in 2 or 3 years there would take so many years over here to learn.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I knew of one family that said, I think 2 or 3 were going to China just to learn to read and write.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think the majority, how did the majority of those American-born Chinese who were sent to Chinese schools actually feel about Chinese schools?
They all, the group that I associate with, most of them just thought it was a more of a social thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. that, but that was every day too.
Not just school every day.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think of the way the Chinese were portrayed in American movies? Back in the days when Chinese were portrayed as coolies and folks.
That was offending to me. I feel offended now when they, rerun them or portray them with the heavy Chinese accent, because the majority of Chinese don't speak like that.
Right.
You know, and I think it gives the American people an impression that when you see it on television, it covers such a large mass of people that they feel every time they see an Oriental, this is the way they sound, you know, because I'm sure you run across the same thing when you speak to people, they kind of take a second look to make sure that, what they hear is what they see.
Right. Did anybody ever make any protests or?
No, they didn't. I don't know. Oh, wait, there was one person who used to do a lot of writing, but I can't remember his last name. Leon, I think was his last name. He did a lot of protesting. He did a lot of writing, I understand.
Writing for newspaper?
Well, no, he would, if he saw something that was offending, he would write the company, or he would write whoever was involved with whatever offended him. But as far as getting petitions up or anything, I don't think we were too active that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, how would you hear about the writing that
his partner, a distant family. And whenever we were at a social gathering, Monroe would always say, oh yeah, well, I did this company with such and such, and I just wrote and told them,
What was Monroe's occupation?
He is, he's in the arts some way. I really don't remember either neon signs or... I'm not really...
Is he still in L.A.? I'd like to try to contact him if you can try to get his number.
He would be interested to talk to him.
Monroe Leung?
I think it's L-E-U-N-G. Let me call and see if I can get... I tried to get some other people who I thought would be very... good for your interview, but someone has already interviewed them, that was the Mi Wong family, and let me call the, and see if I can find out whether they would be willing to do an interview.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we'd like to hear especially about his letters that he wrote, and what upset him, and so forth, because to this point, with all the interviews that I've done, I really haven't
That's why I was telling Sue, I don't know how much my background, because I don't seem to be affected like a lot of the people were, being Chinese, that they felt ashamed, or they've been ridiculed a lot. Or, I didn't go through all that, but I said, if you want to come out and interview, that's fine. Maybe you need one or two that have never had any problems.
Right. Okay. What types of jobs did your parents' generation feel was ideal for your generation?
They liked the professional. I mean, I think if either of my brothers became a doctor, my mother would have been so elated. I think most parents, they held the profession of being a doctor very high, maybe one of the highest.
And what kinds of ideals did your generation have for your children?
As far as my family's concerned, I tried to encourage my children to do something, since they would be earning their, this is something they do the rest of their lives, to do something that they would try to enjoy. From there, I just kind of let them feel their own way.
You began practicing as a nurse in
1947.
And where did you practice as a nurse?
I worked at county, and then I worked at, after I had my first child, I worked at the Queen of Angels.
County hospital first?
First.
And then Queen of Angels? Uh-huh.
And then I did work for quite a number of years. And then about 8 years ago, I worked at the French hospital right down in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And
how long did you work there?
6 years.
6 years.
And then, now I'm taking a rest again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How do you think Chinatown has changed? You've been around long enough to notice changes. Whether it's in the people or just the way the place is now.
Well, we've had quite a few, over the past what, 2 or 3 years, quite a few Vietnamese that are settled in Chinatown. And Thai. We had quite a few Thai that are working over the hospital. This is the only nice thing. There might be quite a few. And I've heard now a lot of the young Wachi that have created quite a bit of problems in Chinatown. And
so there weren't as many crime-related problems in the past?
No.
Problems with young people?
It's just recently that we've had a lot of problems again with the young people demanding money from merchants. For protection. And then of course we've had what, 2 or 3 killings down there recently.
Mm-hmm.
Shootings and
Where has your family lived after they moved to LA?
Well, mostly in the used to be around Adams and Wall, and then when we had the store, of course it was right in Central Avenue in that area. And then from there, well, of course, I went into training, and we've always lived in this area after I was married.
Mm-hmm. When did Chinese start moving out to the Silver Lake area?
Oh, gosh, I would say, well, my husband's family lived right on Temple and Rampart in that area, and up on Virgil here. So he's been in this area for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the Chinese, actually in Silver Lake, I would say 30-35 years they started meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a few of the people that we know are in the actual Silver Lake area.
What caused the expansion out in this area? Do you have any idea?
Well, I think the high school, Belmont, Virgil Dream High School, there was, I would say, like 30% Oriental Chinese, Japanese, and I think from just from being in school in this area, that eventually when they married, settled in this area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Question regarding religion: did your parents attend church at all, or were they religious at all?
My mother was.
Oh, your mother's father, that's right, was a minister.
Uh-huh.
So she was very religious,
uh-huh.
Attended church.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And we as children all attended Sunday school.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, church in our teens.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you still go to church, or did you
take
your children to church?
My children went to Sunday school for a short time, and then like when they got to junior high school, you know, they kind of outgrew it.
Mm-hmm. Were you baptized? Was your mother
was baptized. My mother was baptized. I was baptized. All of my brothers, our family was baptized. And of my children, I had my son baptized.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to the girls, I thought, well, maybe they would like to choose a church of their own.
Mm-hmm.
In the haven't that time, although I've been talking to them about it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's been time.
Mm-hmm. What denomination?
Presbyterian.
Mm-hmm. Did your mother try to convert your father?
No.
So she would take the children to church,
uh-huh.
and he would...
He would not attend.
He would not attend. Uh-huh. What did they do on weekends, your parents?
Well, they would have people in for dinner and just visit.
Mm-hmm.
So they visited a lot. In those days, it seemed like if someone wasn't coming over, we were always going to someone else's home.
Right.
They did a lot more visiting in those days.
Yeah. Did they work Saturdays and Sundays?
Saturdays, but not Sundays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you say that your associations and friends nowadays are mostly with Chinese or non-Chinese? Half and half?
Well, I'd say half and half. We associate a lot with Chinese, Japanese. Both of my children are married to Japanese. So they're folks, we see a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
And the dances that we go to are half Japanese and half Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Do you go down to Chinatown much to attend activities?
I guess the only time, Chinese New Year's, maybe, for the parade. And we have relatives that live in Chinatown, but we also feel, too, with the problems that they are having, that we stay away.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like when we go to San Francisco, I don't think we've been down to their Chinatown when we were having all their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do... We don't attend any of the association meetings, we don't belong.